Welcome to Revcast, a Civilization podcast focused on its console platforms.
I'm Toby Reeves.
Grayson.
El Thrasher.
Speak French.
Grayson told me he was fluent.
It's been a while.
Hey, swear in French.
What text would you say one should prioritize after Code of Laws with the French?
I tend to go for mathematics for the catapults if I need the defense, but then also because it's a prerequisite for navigation. I like to get to the islands as quickly as possible. I find that getting to the islands with whales is one way to kind of offset France's kind of problem with teching. Island cities with whales will grow really fast, and those will become some of your best trade cities. Either produce gold or science, and that's one way to kind of get back into the tech game. It gets you around the map. It lets you meet other people, lets you know where your opponents are, and kind of keep out their defenses.
If you're lucky, you can get a second great builder. Now you got the East India Company.
I tend to go for that pretty early, as well as literacy, monarchy, and currency. And then after that, I'm looking for texts like engineering, steam power, invention, and on up to what would be their industrial bonus.
+2 cannon attack. I don't think I've ever really used cannons with the French.
I haven't either, that much.
It's not a very good bonus.
It's not a great bonus. It seems like it would be. But it's so close to tanks. It's so close to combustion that...
The tanks are just better, even if your cannons are at +2.
Cannons move pretty slow, but I will say, if you're being attacked, one of the best things about this bonus is cannons will keep you safe. They're siege units, so you can counterattack with them and not move out of the cities. They're just like catapults or artillery. They make it a lot easier to kill rushers coming at you. And you can kill tanks with these cannons.
They have a bad habit of getting wounded, even if they are winning by a lot.
Yeah.
That's the thing I don't like about them. So that's industrial. That's their great industrial bonus.
Yeah.
It's maybe more useful than the modern age bonus.
Oh, God. I mean, really, is that bad? Well, yeah. I thought it was a +1 attack. It was actually movement.
Yeah, it's +1 movement for riflemen. It's so bad. Compared to, like, half-cost riflemen, this doesn't even compare.
Yeah, +1 movement for riflemen. While they can have a few tactical uses, they're going to be few and far between. Is this going to be a game changer or not? Contrast this with the Americans' triple production factories. If you find yourself in a modern era game against the French versus the Americans, who's going to win that one? You know, the one with the faster moving riflemen or triple production factories? I mean, it's a pretty bad bonus. Egyptians get it too. If it came earlier, if it came in the industrial, it would actually be useful, sort of, because you could tech feudalism and then gunpowder, and then you could protect your knights with riflemen. But in the modern era, probably not coming with knights anymore. And you're probably not defending for that long in the modern era with riflemen either. You shouldn't be that far away from mass production, which will give you modern infantry in the modern era. It's not too far into the modern era that you should be able to get that. Just from a time aspect, it's not a great bonus.
Maybe one of the better things to do with riflemen is to escort spies. They can do a pretty good job of protecting spies, and they move just as fast as spies. But at that point, the real problem with fast riflemen or something like that is that you probably have cruiser fleets when you're in the modern age, and that's just a better way to move your units around. If you need to protect units with riflemen, you can put them on the cruiser fleet. Then they move just as fast as the cruiser fleet.
That's kind of in a nutshell. You're looking at, we don't like the +1 rifleman movement. We don't like the +2 cannons. We don't like the half-price roads. So Joe started saying, well, they're so powerful. You know, we've talked about this great ancient era, getting the great builder and talking about all the great things you can do with the wonder, but...
I haven't heard anything else you can do.
No.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's why I've won with culture so many times with the French, because I've never really thought to try and play them any other way.
Right. And I think that's a good goal to use for them. Either play for the culture win. Pretty slow to do online. I don't recommend it so much for multiplayer, but I enjoy the cultural win more than any other win, just because you get to build all the wonders and you get to see all their cool effects, or you get to flip cities, which is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see your borders cover the whole map.
And sometimes you get dancing bears.
Yeah, and jugglers. So, I don't know, it gives me a warm feeling inside, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm doing something right, I got bears. If you're going to be in a close fight, you need to be making the big differences early in the game, much like Aztecs. But you gotta use culture instead of domination, like we talked about last month, the Aztecs. You're not gonna have anything great coming your way other than great people, you know, for the rest of the game. You're gonna have to work for everything you get compared to what other cities are getting for the rest of the game.
If I'm playing the French, I am trying to expand a lot and grab great technologies, and I'm gonna get a few more great people than anyone else. And hopefully they will be the right great people that will give me a leg up in what I'm trying to do.
But I enjoy playing the French on single player actually a whole lot. They're just a set that I don't, well, until recently I hadn't used a lot online. I've been playing with the French a whole lot online now because they are the worst set. And I enjoy seeing their emblem move higher and higher up on everybody else that's using the Zulu and the Aztec, Chinese and Americans. I think at number 13 right now with my French account. And so I'm pretty happy.
Cool.
We have a little contest on 2K forums about who's going to get the French into the top 10 first.
Oh, wow.
They're one of the few civs that have never been in the top 10 on any leaderboard for multiplayer. I think the Mongols might be the only other one. But I typically don't play how we talked about here. I tend to play at horse rush with them. I use tactics. You know, I kind of win in a way that has nothing to do with the French. I just try to use battle tactics to beat other opponents. And sometimes it works, or if I run into somebody that's really good, they don't attack that well, and sometimes I get outgunned. But that's kind of one of the few ways, other than getting the Great Wall and expanding like crazy, those have been the only two successful ways I've used them online.
How many different ways can you attack or defend against the French?
If you find a spy from a hut and you can get it in and break the cathedral, then they are really sad.
They're toast. French toast, as it were.
Other than that, if you're playing a more powerful civ like the Americans or the Romans or the Chinese, just build a lot of cities and get way ahead, really. I mean, it's always a good idea to build some armies and try to go press your enemy and just make life difficult. And even two players of equal strength, if one has French and the other one has the Chinese and they're both just trying to expand in tech, the Chinese is just going to go way ahead. The French guy's not going to be able to keep up.
I will say for single player, though, the French AI on Didi is surprisingly strong compared to other AIs.
It builds the Hanging Gardens early a lot of the time.
It builds lots of wonders really fast, almost in an impossible way. And they're actually really good techers with the AI. They sometimes have a better beaker count or tech count than I have at certain points in the game as far as how I use the French. I'm usually shocked by how well the French do control by the computer.
Elthrash, you kind of brought up something interesting, and is that you're real dismissive of the French because if you go after their cathedral, fill in the blank. But if you're playing against Grayson, and Grayson has the French, Grayson, what are you going to do as a French civilization to combat somebody like Elthrasher who's going to attack you in that manner? What do you have? We talked about how to play the French as the offense, but that's general play. We're talking about two of the elite players online here. What are you going to do against somebody like Elthrasher who's going to come that straight for you?
Well, for realistic online?
What do the French have realistically online to try and combat this?
If I'm playing a really good player,
mm-hmm.
and say Elthrasher is any civ that is better than the French, which there's a lot of civs, or if he's like the Chinese or the Romans,
right?
I'm going to come right back at him. If I see that I'm not going to win a long game against him most of the time,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to form a horse army or try to get some units on a galley and go his way. But if that doesn't look possible, if it looks like I'm just going to break the bank for nothing and I'm risking all this stuff, A, I'm going to look out for spies. I'm going to have lookouts. Before you get ready, you can't even build a spy to defend your cathedral. Try to have that go on. I've actually seen spies coming before, and I surrounded Paris with archers all the way around at one time. I was ahead in that game, and I could afford to do that.
It's actually not that hard to intercept a spy if you have a few different units to do it and the spy isn't escorted, because if you get on a diagonal and the spy is going to have to walk past you to get to Paris, then you can position your units so that spy is going to get two movement.
Right.
It can't reach Paris in two moves, and it's going to have to end its turn next to one of your units, and then you just take it.
The other thing I want to mention is I'm going to hope for a lot of great artists. So he can build some cities, and I'll flip them my way. I mean, I know El Thrasher would be so stupid and put a settler down right next to Paris and let me flip it.
I build a road to it, and down the road comes 10 Legion armies.
Yeah. Basically, what I'm going to do is I would hold on to the great artist and try to find some of his settled cities and wait for him to settle some that I can see and then flip those cities and then just kind of hope for good, great people. The other thing I would say is cannons can be used from boats pretty well. Well, that's one thing I do try to use against. Even the best players don't defend their islands well. They defend their fronts really well as far as their border cities and everything else where they're getting a lot of pressure. If you put some units on a boat and sneak up on them, lots of times you can attack with a cannon from or catapults from a ship and take out their archer or warrior or whatever their single unit.
Siege units like cannons, catapults, and artillery are the siege units. Do better when attacking from a ship because what are the two penalties you get? You get attacking across a river when you're attacking from a boat, which doesn't really make sense because you're in the middle of the ocean, there aren't any rivers. But if you're using a siege unit like cannons, then you don't get that river penalty. So you get minus 50%. Otherwise, it's like minus 50% twice or something. That's a good use for cannons. You'll do better with cannons than tanks that way, probably.
But otherwise, I would pray for a lot of luck.
Thanks to Jesus. So, I'm even hesitant to say this. French civilization, great civilization, or greatest civilization? No, neither. Have we run the French basically into the ground?
Yeah, I guess so.
Pretty much. Maybe we should cut them some slack now.
Yeah.
I like playing them. I'll say that.
I enjoy it, too.
It's really a thrill if you start a game with the French and you're up against, like, Americans and Chinese, and some point in the game you realize, hey, I'm going to win this game. That is so much more fun than playing the Chinese and realizing that you won the game as soon as you picked the Chinese.
Oh, yeah. So the French are their own handicap now, and it's basically the expert handicap is to play as the French. Wow.
There could be some super secret strategy. We've been trying to find it.
Yeah.
We've been working together on the forums a lot to try to find some good strategies for them. Sometimes there's stuff we overlook as far as the Civ Rev community on the forums, but pretty much the best things we've come up with is the great builder start.
I'm open to the idea that people could refine that a little bit and try to figure out how to reliably influence the next great people. And I think that if you could, with the French, have an okay start and manage to somehow choose your first three great people, I think that then they could be pretty good. The problem is that you might be able to pick that first great person and you might get something good out of it. Getting the Colossus in like a city with fish or something like that, that's going to maybe put you on the level with the Chinese for now. But really, if someone expands a lot, Colossus isn't really going to matter. But if you can then go and get navigation quickly because you have the Colossus, and then you can have another great builder by then and get the East India Trading Company, then I think that you're getting into the realm of a civ that can do some cool stuff.
It'd be good if they could have the Colossus and East India.
Yes. Touché.
Well, we're definitely going to have to decide on a much stronger civ or a more middle-of-the-road civ for the next one.
Yeah,
sure.
Hey, email us and tell us what civ you want to hear. That didn't work. Hey, Jesus, email us and tell us what civ you want to hear. You have been listening to RevCast. I'm regular co-host Joe B. Reeves, and I was joined by Grayson.
See you later.
And El Thrasher.
Adieu.
And Napoleon Bonaparte.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, there we go.
For more information about RevCast, sibling shows Polycast and Modcast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at thepolycast.net. Record date November 22nd, 2009.
Civilization Revolution Sounds Clips, copyright Take Two Interactive.
Copyright 2009, Civilized Communication at civcom.net.